BP says it may finally have a solution to the oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. It's a mile-long tube threaded into a broken pipe narrower than a manhole, and it's begun pumping oil up to the surface. It's a short-term solution before the company can clog the leaking well with some man-made gunk called kill mud.
The whole purpose is to get the kill mud into the well and shut it down. Once we do that, we'll ultimately follow it with cement and entomb the well.
BP executive Kent Wells says the wellhead could be capped in the next 7 to 10 days. That still leaves cleaning up the oil plumes already suspended in the sea. We go below the surface. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, May 17th. I'm Lynn Scherr in for Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Kill mud. I love that. It sounds like OxyClean or something.
Sounds
I don't
like
know if
Play-Doh,
it's a trade name.
Unfortunately.
It's gooier even than Play-Doh. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. President Obama is sending a member of his cabinet to Capitol Hill today to explain the federal response to the Gulf oil gusher. Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano will face an investigating panel. Meanwhile, down in the Gulf of Mexico, first the good news. BP, as Lynn mentioned a moment ago, says it's hooked up a mile-long tube to the leaking oil well and is siphoning off some of that oil to a tanker on the surface. Here's BP executive Kent Wells again.
It's working as planned, and we're very slowly increasing the rate that's coming from the riser tool up to the surface.
And the bad news, scientists have discovered several agglomerations of that oil mixture, at least one that measures 10 miles wide under the water's surface.
Joining us now with more on those blobs or plumes or whatever they really are is Dr. Samantha Joy, a professor in the Marine Sciences Department at the University of Georgia. Welcome, Dr. Joy.
Good morning.
What did you think when you first saw these 10-mile-long blobs, is all I can think of, under the ocean?
What are they composed of? How did they form? And what effect are they going to have on the system?
Were you shocked?
I was surprised, yes.
Why?
Well, we never really expected to see features like that in the deep water. It's never been seen before, and we were just a bit mystified as to why a feature like that would form, and we still don't know why.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that. Dr. Samantha Joy, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
A tragic man-made story, but a very interesting scientific story. We're going to talk about it in a second. A big international story this morning. Iran says it's agreed to send some of its low-enriched uranium abroad in a move aimed at resolving the dispute over its nuclear program. In return, Iran would get fuel for a research reactor. The deal was reached during talks in Iran with the leaders of Brazil and Turkey. Officials in Afghanistan say a passenger plane has crashed about 60 miles outside of Kabul. The plane was carrying at least 40 passengers.
In Thailand, an army general who sided with the protesters has died of gunshot wounds. Last week, as you may have heard here in The Takeaway, he was shot by a sniper while conducting an interview. Meanwhile, the government in Thailand has been sending text messages to protesters, calling on them to stop their demonstrations. Asian stock markets have fallen sharply because of new concerns about the stability of the euro. In early trading today, the euro once again fell to its lowest level against the dollar. So, Asian markets are down, as we mentioned. European indices are up. Futures are mixed. The Dow gets underway at 10,620. The S&P opens at 1,135. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,346. Coming up, anti-incumbent sentiment running strong around the country as voters head to the polls for primary elections. That story and more all part of this week's agenda a little bit later in the hour.
Guess what? Barack Obama is an incumbent. What does that mean? On offshore drilling, on foreign wars, on the economy, how much of a turn from the past is the Obama presidency?